Welcome to Next Day Prep. It is Tuesday afternoon, January 13, 2026. We are looking at a market that feels like it's holding its breath. We have the CPI print, we've got earnings rolling in, and yet the S&P 500 just drifted.
Drifted is the perfect word for it. We saw the S&P dip about 0.2% and the NASDAQ down just a hair. But don't let the boredom fool you. Under the surface, the rotation is aggressive. We are seeing a clear shift from financials into defensive sectors and growth pockets.
Let's crack open the hood on that. We came into the morning waiting for the December CPI, headline 0.3%, core 0.2%. It was fine, but the market didn't exactly throw a parade.
It was a sell the news event without the actual selling. The data was slightly cooler on the core side, which is a small victory, but it didn't move the needle on the Fed. The market has effectively pushed expectations for the next rate cut all the way out to June 2026. That reality check is keeping a lid on the upside for now.
And while the macro picture is stalled, the sector winds are howling. Financials took a beating today, down nearly 2%. What is driving that pressure?
That is the headline risk we always talk about. President Trump called for a one-year, 10% interest rate cap on credit cards. You saw Visa and MasterCard get hit hard, down over 3 and 4% respectively. That dragged the whole sector down. It set a tough stage for the banks.
Speaking of banks, JP Morgan Chase kicked off earnings. The stock dropped over 4%. Was the report that bad?
It was mixed. They missed on GAAP, EPS, and revenue was a bit light. The investment banking side slipped, which is concerning. However, the core business, payments, customer acquisition, is still solid. But in this market, priced at record highs, mixed, gets punished. It puts a lot of pressure on Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America tomorrow morning.
On the flip side, energy had a day, up 1.5%. Is this purely geopolitical?
100%. Crude oil settled up over 2.5%, back over $61 a barrel. You have tensions escalating with Iran, canceled meetings, and reports of potential military options. That geopolitical risk premium is back, and it's bidding up the energy sector.
Okay, let's get tactical. I'm looking at the wave rider analysis. Despite the red close, the tone seems cautiously optimistic?
It is. Look at the S&P 500 structure. We are consolidating. The key support level to watch is 690. We tested it. Buyers stepped in. Resistance is sitting right at 695. As long as we hold 690, this is just healthy digestion. The QQQ is similar. Support at 624 is the line in the sand.
So if we are holding support, where is the money flowing? The continuation breakout report highlighted some interesting names. Who are the leaders right now?
Healthcare and selective consumer discretionary. The setup of the day has to be RBMD. It closed right at the high of the day. We saw a rising volume into the close. That is a classic continuation setup. If we get a pullback to 119.50, that's a buy zone for a push through 120.
I noticed Burlington Stores, ticker BURL, also on that list. Is the retail trade back on?
It looks like it. Burlington had a trend day up, closing near the high. It's showing steady accumulation. The play there is to watch for an opening test of 309, then a breakout through 310.30. The relative strength in these discretionary names is telling us traders are still willing to take risks, just not in the banks.
What about the tech side? We saw some weakness in the mega caps, but the chip sector outperformed.
Exactly. The SOX index was up 1%. You had upgrades on AMD and Intel from KeyBank driving that, AMD up over 6%. But for a tactical trade, I'm looking at CyberArk, ticker CYBR. It held up well, closed near 460. If it clears 461, it has room to run. It's ignoring the broader market drift.
Now you have to play defense too. What should traders avoid tomorrow?
Be very careful with the renewable and solar names that faded late today. Tickers like EOSE and NINE saw heavy distribution into the close. That late-day weakness is a red flag. Don't try to be a hero catching a falling knife there until they reclaim their VWAP.
Got it. So, game plan for tomorrow morning. We have PPI data at 8:30 a.m. and more bank earnings. What is the trader's mindset?
Stay nimble. The VXX is stable, so fear is low. But the catalysts are heavy. Watch that 690 level on the SPY. If that holds, look for those continuation plays in healthcare and discretionary. If the banks drag us under 690, we might see a deeper test. But right now, the trend is your friend, and the trend is still pointing up.
Excellent breakdown. We'll be watching those levels closely. Thanks for the insights.
Let's see what tomorrow brings. Good luck out there.